WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is Sophie Hayden, Broadway actress and former World Baton Champion. At Lincoln Center recently, she played Adriana, the female lead in a circus-like production of Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Other cast members included vaudevillians Abner the Eccentric and the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Hayden originated the role at Chicago's Goodman Theater in 1983, and the production has been featured on public television's Live from Lincoln Center. Hayden came to New York to be an actress, but found that her unique skills helped her to get her first big break on Broadway. That was in Barnum, where one of her tricks was to twirl a baton while doing a flying forward somersault, landing on her feet just in time to catch the baton. Hayden began twirling when she was 4. By 16, she was a world-class champion. When I spoke with Sophie Hayden, she told me that she was never a drum majorette or a cheerleader, but set her sights instead on competition.
People don't see it as an event like figure skating or gymnastics because it isn't in the Olympics. Why it's not in the Olympics, I don't know. They've tried for many years to get it in, and it always seemed like an incredible artistic, athletic activity with dancing and gymnastics.
You were the world baton twirling champion of 1971,
mm-hmm.
and given that you're saying it should be like an Olympic event, was it indeed like an Olympic event? Did you get judged on technique,
showmanship, variety, difficulty created through movement and timing, difficulty created in just actual difficult tricks.
Like the 4 batons twirling in the air at once.
Right, or if you're doing a solo routine with 1 baton, there are just some hard tricks, you know, that it takes forever to learn.
Can you describe one?
Well, elbow rolls, like a continuous elbow roll. Elbow to elbow to the neck to elbow to elbow.
And everyone does this and then gets judged on how well they do this particular trick.
Yes, pretty much, and there's variety of ways. The more difficult you can make that trick with flipping it from elbow to elbow and then letting it roll on the back of the neck and then maybe flipping it with the right elbow and doing a whole turn underneath it and then catching it on the left elbow. It's all very complicated.
When you were doing this, competing,
yes,
as a baton twirling champion, going to Italy and Switzerland and South America, competing in baton twirling champions. Did it ever occur to you that there was a place for baton twirling in Shakespeare?
No. In fact, when I left twirling, I tried to leave it behind me, so far behind me, because I found that there was, you know, the thing that carried me through from twirling into acting was, of course, a tremendous amount of discipline. Tremendous amount of concentration. I mean, I could practice a trick, one trick for hours, so I could work on a couple of lines or, you know, 2 pages of a scene for hours. And I know friends of mine would be going, oh my God, how can you work that hard or that long? It was very simple to me. It was what came natural to me. The thing that was very difficult was that twirling and most of athletics is quite serious. You know, I mean, you don't think about having a sense of humor or knowing how to tell a joke well or having to bring your humor forth in, because it's dead serious. It's like catching the baton or dropping it. It's like making the time or not making the time.
And this was difficult then to reconcile when you decided to be an actor.
Yes,
and
it was
study.
Very, that's why I kept being so challenged by acting, because it constantly made me have to break through things that I never had to break through all the while I was twirling.
Like what?
Well, I was very shy as a baton twirl. I mean, as a little girl, and to twirl, you could kind of hide behind the baton. You really could. You didn't have to say anything.
Mm.
You could go out in front of the judge, and you know, and your personality does have to come through. But still, you don't have to be very articulate. You don't have to be able to talk about your feelings.
And now look at you. Not only did you have a part twirling the baton and doing Shakespeare at the same time in Comedy of Errors, the first time, or one of the first times you were on Broadway, you were in Barnum, you were twirling your baton.
Right. Those were the two times. And then in between that, I did regular plays. I did new plays, like, you know.
And got very good reviews
here in New York, and yeah.
Now, in Comedy of Errors, you actually twirl a machete.
Yeah, in the last part of the show, all hell breaks loose. And, of course, no one knows what the correct story is that's going on.
Right, let me reiterate. Comedy of Errors is the story about mistaken identity. The boys of Syracuse, you have a man and a servant, and they all look alike. And they're all played by the Flying Karamazov brothers.
And Adriana is outraged that her husband keeps denying that he's her husband. And of course, it's just a mistaken identity. So what happened is the director wanted me, this is getting towards the end of the play, wanted me to do something really spectacular. And I said, he said, can you twirl the three batons at once? I said, I don't want to twirl three batons at once. But Howard Patterson, one of the Flying Karamazov brothers, happened to be standing in the corner juggling three of these machetes. And I said, Howard, what is that? And he said, it's a machete. We got it in the Far East when we were doing some movie or something. And I said, let me feel it. Let me flip it around. And sure enough, it was balanced real nicely that I could flip it under my leg. I could toss it, turn twice around and catch it. I could flip it under my elbow. I could do lots of exciting things with it. And my rationalization was that Adriana is so overcome with having to explain the truth, her truth, to the Duke, that she goes wild and she takes this machete and she's just explaining the story. And unbeknownst to her, she's causing danger to everyone around her. And it turned out to be quite funny.
Oh, quite funny. Is it dangerous for you to be doing this?
Actually, I slashed my leg one night. And of course, my main memory will always be of that machete routine in that monologue is that if I'd ever really let go of it, it could have flown out into the audience, into the house, and could have really hurt somebody. In fact, when we did it at the Goodman, it was in proscenium.
This is the Goodman Theater in Chicago.
The Goodman Theater in Chicago, right. It was proscenium. So basically, if it went forward of me, then it would go into the house. But the sides were safe, and the back was safe. At the Beaumont, it was a thrust stage. So there was hardly any safe areas. If it went to my left, if it went to my right, if it went in front of me.
Did the audience know this before they came in? I mean, disclaimer at the door.
No
one wanted to sit in the first couple rows.
But they would cower, you know, in the first couple rows. Of course they would cower. Because I throw the machete into the top of the piano, which is wood, and it sticks there.
With any luck, you rehearse it, so it sticks there.
It goes into the wood. It chops right into the board, and then I pull it out. So it's like to show that it is sharp, you know.
And now, after a vacation, you're back on the audition circuit again.
Yes.
after being in New York and have people coming up to you in restaurants and saying, Miss Hayden, I enjoyed your performance.
One time I was in a restaurant and I was having, after the show, I was just, you know, having some soup and had my glasses on, you know, took my contact lenses out. And this man at the table practically next to me was describing this woman that he had seen in this show with this machete. She punctuated her lines with this and this. And I thought, oh my God, he's talking about me and I'm sitting right here.
Did he recognize you?
No, I made sure he didn't recognize me. I was so shy. I just looked at my soup and kept eating.
Well, now just think, he could have been an agent, and if you had turned yourself face forward to him, you might have a job in a few months' time.
No, I think the thing about going back on the audition circuit is, you know, it never stops. Stars have to audition. I mean, major people have to read for movies all the time. It's just a part of your life. It's not very pretty. It's really hard.
Do you expect it to be difficult now because you have just had this wonderful reputation as a good actress, but also someone who twirls a baton, and pretty soon all these baton twirling offers are going to start coming to you.
No, that won't happen. I'm pretty much, you know, I know that I must do a straight play next, and I'm real clear in what choices I have to make. So if somebody did offer something, I would just turn it down. In fact, there was a couple of offers for things for commercials that they needed something, and I just have to turn it down.
You had gained a reputation as an actress in your performances in Barnum, even the initial performances of Comedy of Errors in Chicago, as Sophie Schwab.
Right.
And now here you are as Sophie Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of risky, isn't it, to change your name in mid-review?
Well, I think I had the thought that, well, I wasn't really that well-known. See, when I changed it, I knew I was going to be in this career for a long time, and I never quite liked Sophie Schwab. So I thought, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And to change it was very liberating.
Well, let's see. There's Hayden. Does it come from Hayden Planetarium, Sterling Hayden, or Melissa Hayden, the ballet dancer?
I studied ballet very seriously for years. And I always loved the name Melissa Hayden. I always loved her as a dancer. And when Hayden came up, I thought, Hayden, that's it. I like that. And it's hard to pick a name that goes well with Sophie.
It looks good on the marquee at the same time, right?
So I did it.
Sophie Hayden, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Actress Sophie Hayden, who, with any luck, won't have to twirl a baton in her next part.